to last week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and she is Bianca Brady's new hair.
Hello.
I don't know if anyone can see us, but me and the hair are here hosting this episode. Episode 199.
You really let it grow out.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And let me welcome my guest just quickly before we get to you.
Sure.
Sir?
Sure.
Let me welcome you the show. It's you Keith Malley, and it's Hemda. Welcome.
Hello.
Let me introduce you to my hair. She is here co-hosting with me.
It looks natural, and you're putting your fingers through it like it's the real deal.
Let me ask her something.
Yes.
She bangs, she bangs. Am I seeing bangs or is it behind your ear?
So this bang is like my real hair. This is my real hair.
All right. So it's like,
this is my real hair.
Mid nose, right?
Mid nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people can see this anywhere.
Can we give them a screenshot?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. We'll post it at least on Reddit. Keith, I will be responsible for that.
Thank you.
And let's all pose. Hello. Hello. Wow. You look great. Okay.
It's not me. It's her. The hair.
But am I allowed to ask what the process is?
Yeah, no.
They really sewed into your fucking head or something, right?
Doesn't it look so? I mean, it looks like I grew 18 inches of hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I like that you got so ridiculous with the amount of length.
Yeah, it's like if I'm gonna get it, why not just get as much as possible?
Let's trip over it.
I feel so it's hair extensions is what it's called.
Okay.
And they're like individually glued in, sort of in chunks that are like this big, sort of, I don't know, maybe 50 strand chunks.
Okay.
And it took 6 hours.
Yeah. When you say chunk, it's not big. I mean, I guess it is, but it's not.
It's just little tufts, I guess.
Hmm.
The amount that you would maybe twirl in your hair, maybe cut in your hand, maybe cut that in half. That's
amount that you might find in the shower, and Kyle goes, "Is that your hair?" And I go, "Yeah, honey, it's my hair."
So, yeah, I feel what I love about this hair is that I feel back to my old self in a way that's, you know, weirdly more, I don't know, more sort of acute than any other physical healing I've done. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I've obviously felt really sick. I don't know. For those of you just tuning in, I have cancer really bad, whatever. It's fine.
Yada, yada, yada.
So like I felt like shit. And then when I started feeling better, I felt much better, but I still didn't feel like myself. And then I got the hair. She joined me on my journey, and I was in the salon for 6 hours, and then I was like, I get to leave like this?
Do you know?
And tomorrow I wake up and it still looks like this.
Were you nervous? Like you'd wake up and it's going to be all over your bed?
I mean, no, I was just nervous that I was going to mess it up. Right. Like I've had it for a little over a week now.
Okay.
So I do have abandonment issues, even with her. Even though she's fused to my head, I still feel the risk. But
do you check who it is? Like it's an organ donation?
No, it's a mystery.
Okay.
But I love that person, whoever they may be.
I mean, this is incredible. Very emotional, right?
Yeah.
Are you surprised at how emotional you got?
I mean, I got a little teary in the chair when they were doing it. I wasn't surprised, but afterwards, I was surprised at how thrilled I was and like how excited I keep being every day when I wake up with long hair again.
It's not necessarily a cancer salon, so do you get served right away?
No, so Yeah, what I was going to say is, like, a great thing about this is I felt I really flexed my I know a guy muscle. Like, as I've gotten older, I feel like I have created sort of a community and connections with different people of all stars and stripes. And so I knew I'm officiating a wedding in mid-August. And so I knew I wanted my hair to be better for that event. Like, you know, by hook or by crook, like, we got to get something going. So I was like, oh, I know a guy. And I texted him and I said, hey, what's the deal with hair extensions? Jerry Seinfeld voice. and he hooked me up.
Where are like, these follicles?
Yeah. So it was a very, very, very generous discount from like a really fancy place.
Nice.
You know, obviously it helps to play the cancer card and people want to help you, but I mean, it was still pretty expensive, but worth it.
You're like, do you have water? And they're like, oh God, yes, yes, here. Here you go. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
When somebody shaves their own head, is that like you're just spitting in God's face, right?
I do get a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
I have to admit, yeah. In spite of myself. I say respectfully and do whatever you'd like. And I peace and love either way. But please don't shave your head, especially when beautiful girls with long hair are like, I think I'm just going to shave my head.
Right.
Like, well, you can think about it. Don't say it out loud and don't do it.
Nothing good was on TV. So they just shave half of it. Who cares?
That's so funny because I was gonna be like, Keith, where did you even come up with that question?
I have to imagine. But
my bad.
I have to imagine. So it's been a week now. Did anything happen? Like you got food in it, and you're like, God damn! It's like I just bought new white shoes, and the first day out, someone's stepping on them.
Well, my first shower with her was a little confusing, you know, for washing, and then it's not a science. It's an art. It's like a sculpture, the hair. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the real hair that's growing out of my head is still there. And it's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches long. So that sort of has to be tamed down or else it looks like puffy up top, like a big puff, and then long hair. So it has to sort of be incorporated. But no, I did not get food in it.
If somebody took like a little piece of hair, just pulled on it a little bit, would you know right away if it was yours or not?
Yes.
Okay.
So the way it works is it's like there's this material at the top of the extension that they connect to your real hair called keratin. And it's a protein and they use this little, it looks like a tweezer tool almost, but it's heated and they like pinch. Like
solder it?
And they solder it.
Oh, look at that.
So it's fused. It's totally fused. So they can't take it out or I can't take it out unless I were to cut it. They have to take it out with a special solution and a special tool, like a plier tool.
To not damage the hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long do you get to keep it before you have to do it over?
Yeah, they said 3 to 5 months.
Whoa.
Which is pretty good long time.
That's pretty good.
And I just had to pay for the cost of the hair. So I do have some of the hair left over.
Nice.
So
wow, that's we can cool.
Oh, you're not gonna put it. Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna put it. Okay, I see. Okay.
On my pew.
I don't know. You have extra. Run your fingers through it. They're like, what is she doing?
Just attach it to my shoulder.
You have so big pits.
Use it as like a stress ball. Put it on your wrist and just pet it all day.
Yeah. Well, it's so hard not to just
Keep touching it, luxurious.
Yeah, touch it, brush it, braid it.
You flip it. I and flip it in the mirror.
I do.
She puts it in her own face and then flips it back again. Like, oh my goodness, too much.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how fun it is. It's so fun.
$300.
No.
More.
Yeah.
Did you watch Good Hair or did you not watch Good Hair?
I was going to ask, is it okay and understood why Chris Rock got slapped?
I mean, I don't think that that has anything to do with me, but it was $400.
I made it about me.
Anyway, enough okay. About me and my friend Hair. She and I are very happy together. And we will be taking questions offline.
Okay. Did you name her, though? Do you know what her name is?
Caroline.
Caroline, right. Of course.
She looks like a Caroline.
Let's say that.
Yeah. But anyway, it's last week on Keys and the Girl, folks. And you know what that means. We got to recap the last week's shows. And this is the 199th episode of last week on Keith and the Girl. Can you imagine?
Congrats.
Almost 200 years ago, we started.
I remember Brother Love's spinoff show, and he was at episode 10. He's like, happy anniversary! We did it!
It was 200 years ago that you put a light in the sky in the shape of Bianca. And she ran to the studio in Astoria, Queens, dressed all in black, and said, fine, I'll do it. And that remains true to this very day. So
excellent.
We're talking about episode 3558.
Yes.
The Real Bad Boys of Comedy. Now, you might be thinking as a listener, oh, this title is tongue in cheek and I'm doing like Bad Boys starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence or whatever.
For example, right?
For example, bad boys. You make me feel so good. But no. In this case,
you feel so bad.
It's a double entendre, but it's actually just the one entendre because we actually really mean that they're legitimately bad.
Yes.
It's just a tonde.
It's a tonde. It's a single entendre.
It's not a nothing, because it also references J-Fod, who isn't close to being the real bad boy. But it's definitely a tonde. You're right.
It's a tonde. It's a tonde.
Yeah.
Anyways, a bunch of people who were bad before still remain bad, and they're doing punching and kicking or yelling and punching. And
the huge...
And, you know, we're doing a little bit of I told you so.
Yeah. Where's my bell again? Where do I keep moving it? That's true. That's a true story.
I laughed so hard my video somehow fuzzed out.
So we got an I told you so for the book.
I love it.
Do you?
I do love it. I do. I know you can't tell. I do. I do. I do. I do. I love one, even if he has a, you know, even if a weirdo is against him. That's still fun. When an ex-girlfriend is saying, this is a manipulative piece of shit, and you say that publicly, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I know. Because then you can just sort of sit back and say,
duh.
Just nothing, but I told you so is just in the wind.
I mean, when Mandy Stantmiller went on, went on Facebook crying about being abused by Pat Dixon, I'm like, you know, you hate to see it, but it happened. So now I love to see it. Duh, where's my email, bitch?
Oh my god!
I remember, you know, not to do name.
You're not jumping on the bitch part. Right. That was me.
On this show. That's not what this show's all about.
No.
But I remember before I really even knew any of this story, I remember reading her column in nymag.com about like I'm dating a Trumpy, or I'm married to a Trump comedian, and yeah, it's fine. And we fight about this, but it's great because of XYZ. I legitimately remember reading that column, not knowing who she was, not knowing who her husband was, and being like, this doesn't seem good. Yeah. Like, this is odd.
She would write that articles.
Name always stuck out to me, Mandy right. Stattmiller, because I remember thinking, like, who is this woman and why is she lying to us?
All her articles seemed like lies, like you have an angle of what could be right. An interesting story. Your husband cheated on his exes. That's interesting, but you have no words that make me feel good about what right. You're supposedly going through.
Exactly.
They were on some talk show even about it, about him being a cheater, and I think cheated on her. I don't think it was just cheating. I think it just wasn't just cheating in the past, right? And he's the, and it's like, that means, yeah, he had to cheat on her because that means she's like, we're going on this talk show for attention, and you're the little bitch in this situation, and I'll do the talking, and you'll sit there and nod. And he was so uncomfortable, and you knew, like, he had to do it to keep her. And I'm like, but you just got married.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do know.
No, I mean, I know that you know. Oh, okay. But what I was going to say is that cheating, just like you said, Hemda, feels like so much work. Where do they find the time? They don't find the time. They make the time. Yes, I guess yes. If it's important to you, you make the time, right?
I think if it's, I think they have to, some people have to find the time not to cheat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they start itching and going like, this is boring. Like, and there's all this other stuff floating my way, and I am better than everything in the world. So shouldn't I get a little, who's this going to hurt? Ooh, unless they find out. And then that'll be extra fun because then we get to talk stupid. Just me? Mm-hmm. No, cool. So I got a spoon that doesn't make noise anymore.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Whatever. The final word on the bad boys of comedy yes. is that don't be fooled by what you might think is a joke. Sometimes bad boys are bad boys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nothing's Sometimes ever it's blah, just blah, blah. Tonned.
Mm-hmm. It's tonned.
Sometimes it's just tonned.
So many catchphrases were just born. Wow.
Nobody knows how to use them, but they sound fun.
Anyway, moving on from those creeps.
Yes.
Hemda goes camping alone.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I did that.
And I'd like to self-report an experience I had, which is getting a nice text from Hemda while she was camping alone that just said, like, hi, just wanted to say I was thinking of you and I'm happier in my life.
Wow.
Something cool like that. And I was like, oh, thanks, Hemda.
She didn't,
like,
think about me for a goddamn second, but same. I'm happy for you. I even sent her a funny text idea. It didn't hear back anything.
She said, not sorry, but just like, oh, yeah, I'm just camping and I just had some time to think. So I was like, oh, that's why you're so bored. You're just like looking through.
Oh, it wasn't bored. I was tripping on my gratitudes.
Okay.
Well, next time she says something to you, I guess, CC me. I mean, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Anyway, she's tripping on gratitudes. That sounds fun. That would have been a hoot to know about. Oh, well. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so that was a beautiful moment for me. And I really liked your description in this episode, Hemda, of like all the times that you almost invited Xerxes or went to hang out with Xerxes or went to end your solo time, but you said no. Hemda? Hemda?
Yes, it's like I'm proud, not proud to say that out loud. You know, it's like I'm like, I should say this out loud because it's very uncomfortable and I don't want to sound like that person that I'm describing that I know I am. So might as well do it, see what it sounds like out loud into like this thing. And it just is what it is. That I feel like that is a thing that I'm feeling right now. And I hope to shed that weight. But I also think, like, you know what? Not the worst weight to have. I didn't mind the consideration. It didn't dwell with me, so that was good, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
Keith, we're back.
Hey, yeah, no, that's ladies' time. I get it.
Oh my god.
No, I think it's really cool to say it out loud. Like, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't, because you don't want to admit, like. But I mean, the fact that you stuck it out and you're like, keep being by yourself. And honestly, now that I listen to myself describing this, it's like, oh my gosh, Bianca, get a life. Like, people are allowed to be in relationships. But every time, like even yesterday, I was talking to a friend about like her Hinge dating. And I'm so like, shut it down. Be by yourself. Do it alone. Go it alone. You can do it alone.
But I get that. I still get it.
I went too far the other way at some point, you know. Mm.
Have you been in a relationship and took a solo vacation, or have they?
I don't think so.
Would it weird you out? I mean, it's hypothetical now because we don't know this guy, but
a vacation like
just them, just you, or with just you, or just the dude?
Me with my family?
No,
no,
just you.
Then no. I haven't really taken a vacation just myself.
You're allowed to go. You're allowed to do like bingo and make friends and that kind of thing, but just you.
I've done that, but not when I've been in a relationship. Okay. So
interesting.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But were you just saying that you happen to notice? Are you catching that you're cynical, or you sound cynical, or you're at a level of cynicism that you didn't recognize until recently?
Yes, I feel like my default is to be untrusting and to batten down the hatches, to not ever have a moment of vulnerability with another person, to encourage friends to not leave themselves open to other people. And I think I need to like take a long look at why I feel it so emotional about that being better and safer, you know? So
I've been in that pain,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
That has been my response in my head. And, you know, you just want to like, for it, for me, I just want to use in whatever way I use when I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
To push it off.
But anyways, Joey Chestnut did eat all the hot dogs.
He did
again.
Do that.
And why aren't we calling that using? What the hell?
The funny thing about that was that I was in Massachusetts, for the holiday, and there's, a local guy who took part in the competition. And so the local news in Massachusetts was like, well, Joey Chestnut is favored to win. But their local competitor from Oxford, you know, Dan Danielson, is eyeing the crown because Joey Chestnut is injured. And then it was
the
like,
calf
find
muscle.
Out more.
That's not where the hot dogs go.
And then you find out more, and it's like he's in a walking boot because he like hurt his ankle.
Right.
But the news kept being like, with Joey Chestnut's injury, what will Jeff from Oxford do in the competition? It's like, he's still going to lose because Joey hurt his ankle, which is not where you eat hot dogs.
No shit, though. Like, I thought maybe they were going to say a kidney or something. And I'm like, how is this still okay?
Nope. It's his foot. But then he even got tackled. And
choked out a guy. Guy came up, seemed a little scary. He choked him and he went right back to work.
That's amazing.
I mean, he kind of only really does this once a year. It's kind of like he's got to put on a big show. But he didn't do hardly as many as he's...
At least 10 less.
Yeah, so...
That'd be great if it was a PR thing.
When he's so far ahead. Yeah, I do that in silent trailers. If I'm so far ahead and I'm just like, dress...
No, that like you don't have people running up on stage and then you choke them out and then you keep eating. Like you keep guessing. Oh my God, we should totally do that.
Somebody runs in my house.
And you choke
them out. I knock them out. Jurassic Park.
You have them in a headlock.
Say it. Say Jurassic Park. Phantom Thread. I make them say Jurassic Park. Say it. Jurassic Park. Now start guessing 2, 3, 4 Dominion. Name them all.
Okay, before we... Do you want to get right to silent trailers after we do the poll? Or do you want to keep going through the shows and then get to silent trailers?
I can't say.
Do you want 2 marshmallows right now or... I think it's up to you.
What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, how great was Silent Trailers? Super great or a fucking wow great? Do you camp? 23% of our audience says, yeah, I go camp. And 77% says, what? I have a house.
That's a decent amount. Camping isn't easy, especially the first time. And I understand why people go, why? I get that. Somebody described it, I don't remember who described it this way, but it's like going to a barbecue and then you go to sleep and you wake up and the barbecue continues.
Yeah, that's great.
Like you go to a party and then like you go to sleep. Here's more party if you want. And it's any party you want. It's not just a loud, you know, kegerator type of situation.
Could be a Call Bianca and Not Keith party. I mean, it's any kind of party that you made.
All right, let me tell you, let me set the scene, Keith. I was listening to AA and Al-Anon tapes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I speak a language, Bianca understands me in a way that these people were speaking. So she was on my mind.
Mm, okay, sounds good.
Now, I hope you didn't take anything away from her now.
No, you had fun. It was your day and who gives a shit?
Keith, I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
And I take full responsibility. It's my fault. Everything Hemda does is my fault.
Oh, this sounds like code.
I've enabled her. I've enabled her to be nice to me and not nice to you.
I'm hearing code.
Wow, the soundboard is really on today.
It really is.
I love it. Okay. I love it. Okay, I'm teasing the silent trailers thing because I know there's a big reveal for the last week audience and I want to keep them glued on, just like Caroline is glued to my head. Plus, I think there's a little juice in the next episode here. Boss Bitches with Rachel Green and Kirsten O'Brien.
Yes.
Now, when I say the words open book, what does that mean to you? Wow. Sharp-eared listeners will notice that Keith really put his foot in it. But then he put his other foot in it. And he said, you know what? Double entendre, I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
And you're the one who asked yourself this question because of how you are. And then it's like there's this whole thing about how they have this show now where they talk about everything. Well, what do you talk about? Everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was.
I also know. So the
fun
first,
one
the
for
first
me to yeah. know that I was be able to be talking about it with you guys.
The first, uncouth question was, how big are your tits? And it came out pretty fast. Also, yes, based on her show and other things, I don't think the question is too much. And
honestly,
I know,
Keith,
she was on before.
I had no idea that was the first time you ever asked her that.
It wasn't. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't.
Oh,
she would have brought up her tits on another show and we would have talked about those big tits. So I knew the tits was a thing. And I'm like, This is a funny question, funny thing to say. It is funny, the fake clutching the pearls when, you know, she's happy to talk about gangbangs or whatever. And by happy to, I mean to say gangbangs, the end. So that's why I did it. I think it's still funny. But yes, there's something with these. She is better at saying things, I think, than Billy Preceda, who I brought up. But it's the same kind of thing where I don't know what I want from these sex adventures. Just, you know, adventures.
I think that as people who speak on podcasts where we don't have FCC and blah, 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 we're used to very open things. And I think to a lot of people, they think they're saying a lot because they probably are, because the way we grew up, the way society is, they brought up taboo and that's it. That's as far as it goes. Asking them more is like shocking. I don't even know if they know that they're not saying anything.
Somebody told me the other day, I brought up like Billy Preceda, like he'll bring up like maybe, oh, I went to a sex club. That's really the end of the story. And this person said like, oh, Billy, who you and him just shut down? And I'm like, is that really what you hear? Is that he's not saying a fucking thing, and it would go nowhere if we didn't cut it off or force another question. It would go nowhere. It'd be fun. You would think it'd be fun if, like, for an hour, we let Billy tell the non-stories and we don't interrupt. But the audience would actually leave being like, Keith and the girl weren't really on point that day. That's why I won't do it. But it would be fun to show you what would happen when these non-sex people are telling me non-sex.
This also is... Rachel had a video out where all she was talking about was her tits and fuck me in the vagina. What was that video?
There was a Little Mermaid parody, and it's all about fucking her. Tits are, you know, all there. 17. I didn't know so many things rhymed with tits, but I guess that makes sense. But yeah. I just want to...
I can show you my tits.
Yes.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Don't you dare ask about my tits after I show them to you.
Here's my tits.
Talking about them is off limits.
Okay, and now we're arriving.
Shut your mouth and shut your hole. And speaking of which, I have two holes here. Don't talk about her tits.
It was interesting as a listener too, and as a known prude on the scene that even Kirsten like talking about, oh yeah, all the sex, da da da, and we do sex and we're in the podcast and we're having sex and that guy, oh yeah, that guy, and then him just like, when was the last time you had sex? She's like, it was over a year ago.
I guess to be an ice cream expert, you have to go without ice cream sometimes, right? Or you wouldn't know ice cream is.
No, I love that. I love the idea of that. Like the vegan's guide to ice cream, I remember. The vegetarian's guide to steaks I once had. I don't know. I just think like I wonder sometimes if entertainers feel that they're like more, you know, sultry, sexy stories are the only thing that will engage a listening audience or something. Like if they're not to call it a crutch, but if it's just like, oh, well, we'll do our sex shtick and that'll get people in and then we can.
Yeah, but tell me about a gangbang. Tell me like the third guy cried. Like tell me a story. She got all I knew is she got fucked by a balcony. I'm the one who brought up that story.
Yeah. But also, that's not... If that's the story, what else could the story be, really?
You were waving to a friend. I happen to know it was Billy. But I don't know anything. I don't know. Apparently, it's at a sex party. I didn't know that. Like, she put that together. When I heard it on her show, I didn't know it was a sex party. So, anything. Then what? Then what happened? It's almost like
these videos
where somebody hits their head.
There's, like, a buffet after, and they eat, like, a meal of chili. like a stew. They eat a rich stew.
Yeah, at least they eat that afterwards.
And then they call an Uber or something.
It's like you see one of these, you know, a crazy bike video. And, you know, I was watching a video. There's a bike race. This woman's looking at her phone, not paying attention, runs right in front of the bike race to get across the street. Bike hits her. They both go flying. Video stops. And I'm like, okay, it's a story. Then what happened?
Okay. So I have sort of a story like that where if our eyes could videotape something, this video would go so fucking viral.
There was a guy, shout out to Google Glass
shit. I will follow. I will get what you want. Pierce me my skin and put me a robot. Okay, so.
By the way, sorry. Ray-Ban has those now. It's fucking creepy. Really? Yeah, the video
it's
in
creepy,
the
creepy, but you know we're going to do it, right? Are you not going to do it?
I hope not, because I didn't do the other one.
Yeah, I just, it always feels like the, oh, Facebook, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay, well, Instagram's the same and Gmail is the same. And I don't know how to tell you, you're on the wheel. But that's
wearable,
a different story.
Wearable tech seems to be like the last, like the Apple Watch is gaining a lot of ground. But the wearables are a little bit of a harder sell, it seems. Mm-hmm.
To us, because we're not used to seeing that way. But, you know, check out the hands of the younger. It's shaped like an iPhone. You know, they'll get them. No worries.
They can't pick up anything small. Their hands is, oh, shit.
I want to hear about this thing that your eyes did behold, Hemda.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are those, the moped type bikes? You know, the really little ones?
You got it.
Thank you.
Got it in one. Moped.
Thank you. You know what? This is why Silent Trailers feels good. Like, I always get it right. I'm just like, I'm looking right at it. I'm telling you. So all of a sudden, we're riding bikes. All of a sudden, we see this guy. We're at a red light. And he comes flying out of nowhere, loses control of the bike. It comes up on the sidewalk and onto like a lamp. Like, he crashes it, falls off of it, is still kind of holding onto it. So it's moving along because he's got his hand on the gas still. So now it's like it's a wild dog in his hand. And I'm like, fucking, what is happening? Let go of the thing. He will not let go. He tries to get up and it keeps dropping in and he won't let go of the gas. And then he lets go for a second, like enough to get up. And he goes to get it so he could ride it. Before he even gets on, he presses the gas again. He's flying like it's a cartoon. It is exactly what you think it looks like, except you couldn't think that this is what's happening. Obviously, he's drunk or something because it was so crazy. It was so like, you cannot be here while you're doing that. You are definitely somewhere else on something or not on some, not enough things. I don't know. How did that end? He got on and rode off. Whatever.
I don't know.
Very quickly.
The story is much more scintillating than the I had sex on a balcony.
Right? I'll tell you what also, these sex experts. I'm doing
well, thank you, Bianca. You know what? I'm going to take that as a compliment to me.
Yeah, I think it is. It's you're a teller of stories. You're a bard.
We heard the beginning, middle, and end. That's the difference.
It had characters. It had a plot. It had a, you know, antagonist. Go on, Keith.
I was going to say, Bianca was my inspiration for the James Webb chunk. She texted me. Okay. She texted me. Kanda. And,
oh my God.
And you know, we're making all these jokes about the telescope. I instead of saying Ron Burgundy.
You know what, Keith? I'm sorry. I also texted Craig. Should I not? No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
You son of a. I like the sincere apology. I'm just joking, Keith. I'm just joking. I'm glad you were clear.
All right. Was that pushing it?
But I went to say Ron Burgundy. I said Ron Jeremy. Well, these guys are sex experts. So there goes the James Webb conversation.
I literally wrote in my notes, trying to riff on the telescope images with Rachel and Kirsten didn't seem to go over. And I was really sad because I was like, man, Keith and I are busting each other up over text, making jokes about these James Webb images. This is going to be such a fun episode. We're listening to Keith Cloud on the telescope with the guests. And then the guests were like, there's a telescope in my ass. Care to elaborate? How dare you? It's in my ass. No, it's been in my ass for a while. The telescope's in my ass. I did meet the telescope in the 90s, and that's when it became in my ass.
So when's the last time you've even seen a star?
I don't know what you think you're asking, think it's pretty clear the telescope's in my ass. Right.
I say Ron Jeremy instead of Burgundy by accident, and then that goes to Ron Jeremy. Yeah, I know him. You guys know Robin Bird? Go ahead. Well, just a person. Here's a picture of her on my phone. It's a person that was into sex. You might have known it. End of story. Okay. Well, I actually have a Ron Jeremy folder. It's funny. Let's go into that. Here's Robin Bird again. For what? Was she there?
But then Hamda coming through again in the clutch, saying, well, Ron Jeremy, I was staying in the same building as him.
Yep.
And he hugged me and he smelled bad. Which is another beautifully rendered, you know, three act structure. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Beginning, middle, and end.
I learned everything.
I was there, he was there, we interacted, I had new information about him that I hadn't known before. And now I'm sharing that with you, an audience. and the story is not, and I met him and then another lady also.
In my life has nothing to do with each other. They're both just sexual people. The end.
That being said, listen to my episode of their podcast.
No, yeah, I'm curious. No, I was going to ask, like, what? Also, I don't mean to sound like a hater about everything all the time at once, but the bossification of everything, it's like, everybody's a boss, a girl boss, a CEO. We're girl bossing all around. Enough already, okay? Enough. No, I'm not the boss. I'm just a worker. You could skip me. You don't need to put me in charge. I'm good.
She did say something like boss bitch, like, yeah, we take words and make it our own. And I'm like, I don't need the full story on this. I follow. We follow. We follow. Bitch, but it's you. You're the bitch now. I get it. No, I promise I get that.
Ugh, don't call me a boss. You know, I never side with management. I'm a union guy.
I think that's why I messed up on the boss bitch. I'm like, I get that, and I know that I'm supposed to play along, but I know that I can't very reasonably play too much along with it. So I know I broke that character real quick. I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if that's a terminology I normally use. Like, I don't remember how it went, but I don't think I was very boss bitch like.
And Xerxes handed her a new silicone spoon. Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
But and in case you can't figure out which one is mine, because the name is not in the title, it's called something like, I don't think God wants a dress code. Thank you.
Got it.
If God had an outfit, it would be crazy and Hemda would be wearing it, because she'd look at God and say, that's kind of cool. But everyone in her life would be like, that kind of is bad. But still, that outfit would be God's. Okay, what was the poll?
The poll was NASA's James Webb Space Telescope 3! I don't know what part of that is his name. That's why I read it weird. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. Exciting stuff, or who gives a shit? 80% of people say exciting stuff. 20% say who gives a shit.
I'll tell you why I said exciting stuff.
And the talks about it daily. That's why.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's good, but okay. I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that science is excited by it. And usually when they get excited by things, we get vaccines, we get some answers or like the next hypothesis. So however it is, I think it'll probably affect me good. So hurrah for you.
Nobody got a text on this telescope, but that's interesting.
No, you sound excited.
You do sound
when you
excited.
Said. I mean, when you I said "hurrah for you," I really felt your emotion.
It's we gotta know that it's something good, right? It's a breakthrough. When I feel like
is it
you did the vaccine?
I feel like
you
I've seen
the telescope
before.
Thing. I don't understand any of this, but I'm sure this works out well for me.
I'm gonna video camera that can get 10 feet away. How about today? I'm doing Social Security card shit. I got to take pictures on my phone and I can't do it. I can't do it. But there's orange and it bends. Who gives a fuck? Who am I? I can't even. Who am I? I'm looking up there. I'm supposed to know what that is.
I took a pretty good pic of a bird today.
That's good. You got lucky. That's good.
I had to zoom in. Yeah. So, James Webb, you know.
Thank you, James Webb.
You could call me James Webb. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm of two minds. Obviously, I'm not excited. And I think it's kind of...
pointless.
I think there is a lot of posturing. People being like, right? It's so amazing. Yeah. We could see that. And it's like, okay, well... I guess for the people who are looking at it, who like know what they're looking at, it's pretty good.
But
I've been trying to get good pictures of this for a long time and they haven't.
And apparently this is it. Yeah.
Yeah. They got good pictures of it and I'm happy for them. And God bless them.
Just because I don't understand why it's good for them or how it works and why they're so excited. It doesn't mean that like. It's just because I don't understand it.
Craig sends me pictures of the Joshua tree with 17 videos of him walking up rocks. He sent me one picture of this telescope. He sent me 18 pictures of the beach the other day. I know what's exciting, and he does too. Bianca's right. A whole bunch of posers. He's the one who brought it up. I didn't go, thoughts on the telescope? He brought it up. He's the one who kept trying.
He learned his lesson, maybe.
Does it sound like he learned his lesson when you're in the Keith McGirl chat room? Does it sound like he learned his lesson about explaining space to me? Like I'm just too dumb to get existentialism. These pretentious fucks.
Yeah, no, but I, having said that, I really am excited.
It is cool. It is kind of cool. It's interesting.
Because the bright ones.
Yeah.
And then the ones, the other swirls.
Yeah.
And those are galaxies.
Holy shit. They're like, they're different levels or different time. You can say both.
And that is from a billion years ago before. And when it got to us. It's the dinosaurs were on Earth is when we're seeing it.
Yeah, but why find a picture of a dinosaur? So anyway, what's exciting is you could look at 6 billion years ago, but if you flew over there, they're not there. That's the fun of it. They're not even there.
Yeah, and sometimes the subway gets stuck underground, you know? And that's a mystery.
Because a paper bag burned under a track. Like, how does that make sense? There wasn't a match. That's exciting.
Can't figure out if the mole people are real, but we do know that this curly one's a galaxy.
That's amazing. I play VR golf with my brother Ken. But the sound is, you might know this from the space missions, sound is slower than light. So I'll see that I lost, and he's saying, good job. But I didn't. I lost because sound is behind. Like, when we get into that fucking deep shit, that's what golf's about.
I learned that from the new Top Gun movie, you know, Mach 10 plus.
Yeah.
Boom. All of a sudden, I'm in a diner. I had to open my chute and I get a glass of water from this waitress and I say, can I have that? And then cut to I'm back on the base. Everything's fine. No consequences to me for crashing a multi-billion-dollar stealth warplane. and isn't that a mystery?
Well, he did. He had to go back to school. He had to go back and teach the school.
So
that's the punishment. Maverick
is essentially a spiritual sequel to Summer School.
Yes,
and we love to see it.
We do.
Okay,
love it.
We must move on.
Okay.
3560, stay tuned with Mae Wilkerson.
Yes.
This had like the friendly vibe of an old pal coming back into mm-hmm. the mix.
Easy breezy, yeah. I agree.
Oh, that's all she had to say.
That's it.
On that, yeah, we're done.
Looks like she's, what if when she comes back, she finally sneezes? Okay, there she is.
Nope, there you are.
I wasn't frozen at all. That was just my face. That's how still I could be. Do you want me to do it again?
Let's see. Holy shit. Okay, not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Okay, but seriously? Dude, that's really good.
You really thought I was frozen, didn't you?
Yes. Oh my God, that's so weird.
That's so weird. Is Mae Wilkerson an asshole?
Yeah, but she shows up to the show and she sounds easy and friendly and that she's on your side. So it's worth the work.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Online dating. You for talked the right, about...
Can we, it always, I mm-hmm. always worry that someone's going to mm-hmm. take it wrong.
Yes, I'm joking. And, I love her. I love the sex goddesses. I love everybody. Come on, stop it.
Hey, yes. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have had these shows, right? Hello. And we wouldn't be talking right now.
Yes.
And so I say thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
To them.
Yes.
Mm. Thank you.
But she is one of the friendliest, like, stand-up people, and it makes sense that she doesn't want to do it anymore. And that's, like, to the saddest part of that. Yep. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, writing. You know what? That makes sense. It's less of that. I don't know. It seems like a lot to go to the open mics and deal with the cliques and, you know, who's doing what to who. And it's just like, let me just do my work.
Yeah. You know what I realized about myself in stand up? Because I did have aspirations for quite a while. And I was like, you know, I'll get into it. You know, I did open mics here and there over the years. And I would, you know, come up with my little jokes in my head. But really, it all changed for me when I realized in order to pursue this art form, you have to stay up late at night. And Bianca, you do not want to do that. Like, I absolutely never want to stay out late unless it's like a really special circumstance. I'm in bed by 10.
Then, you know what, I didn't really think of it. It really genuinely does not start before 6.
You can't pursue this.
Right.
You have to like being out late.
To start with. And
so that's the only reason why you're not seeing me on
Well, some
Netflix.
People base their whole career on just that.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm not doing Letterman every other night. Letterman would still be on if I was doing stand-up because he would have kept the show going just to get me a standing date, and I'd have a residency in Vegas and be touring. Probably.
Yeah, you could do afternoon gigs only because you set the tone.
No, I don't want to ruin the mood for, you know, people go out, they get a babysitter. It's very important.
Right.
But yeah, just so everyone knows. Mae Wilkerson also probably likes to go to bed early, but she's probably funnier. Let's see. Keith loves Elvis. Keith is lukewarm on Thor. This is what my notes say.
I like the Elvis movie more than Thor, I believe.
You believe?
I believe. Let me think about it. Thor is a little too goofy lately. I know that's the plan. I hated the first two, but the last two are a little too goofy for me. Nothing has to make sense. You know, I know it makes sense, but it's like, because you wished me well, I can now control the Thor hammer. I'm like, okay, all right, mm-hmm. Fact. Elvis made more sense to me, you know, which I know one's a god and one's Thor, but one of them made more sense to me. And yeah, and that's that. I didn't know much about Elvis personally, so there wasn't things that offended me in the movie where the Queen movie, I knew more about Queen, and I'm like, this is bullshit, this right. is bullshit. So I don't know if there was bullshit things, and I just don't know it, but I did like it a lot.
Did they talk about how he stole all his music from black people?
Yeah, yes, and how he tried to make up for it by putting those black people on TV.
Okay. Like Bill Cosby.
But less... I don't know.
I gotcha.
It was only a three-hour gotcha, movie.
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Baz Luhrmann. The director of that.
He did like Moulin Rouge, shit like that, right?
Yeah. And The Great Gatsby. And
yeah.
But he's known for like swirling you around.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Big and production. Boom, boom, yeah. boom. Yeah. Didn't bother me for a second.
All right. Maybe That's I'll high check praise. It out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out. All right. What was the poll here?
The poll was, if your relationship was casual, does the breakup need to be done in person? We were talking with May about, like, you know, I mean, again, if it's casual, it's got to be a big production. We got to go out one more time and I let you down while you're trying to win me back. Who has the time? That's my two cents. And apparently on our forums, they agreed 100% no. Whoa.
Wow.
People have spoken.
Yeah. Wow.
It is a lot to like meet you or you're picking me up or whatever scenario. Then we're at another place.
I guess you just want me to be uncomfortable if I'm the one who did it. So I feel bad. But then at the same time, you're not going to be comfortable. So is it worth it?
Right. Right. Well, 100% say no. So there it is. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Bianca, thoughts?
I've done both. I've done an in-person, but it wasn't like we sort of worked near each other. So we just met. It was actually at the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center.
Oh.
Because, you know, I really know how to break up with someone in a way that will make them really sad.
We'll go Rockefeller Center. We'll go to Serendipities. We'll.
No, it's like looking at the ice skaters. And I was like, yeah, I don't think it's not really for me. And he was pretty surprised. I think he thought we were going to get married. And then he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's just, I don't really feel, I'm not feeling it.
How long were you dating?
I think it had been maybe like 2 to 3 months. He was the nicest guy I ever dated. He was very nice. And then the next girl he dated, he married. He did marry. So
marrying guy.
And that's like a big pattern with me. They usually date me and then they get married.
You make them better and then they're ready.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just ready for commitment right away because they're just looking for commitment.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me and I'm a piece of trash. Thanks, Emma.
Yeah. I broke up with a woman. I took her to Neiman Marcus, right? And I'm thinking, we got to end this, but let's just look around a bit.
Neiman Marcus.
They have what? It's the first thing that came up when I looked up bridals.
You were like, I'll buy you this watch if you let me break up with you. You break up with someone in a store. Yeah. You're like, whatever you want, but we're breaking up.
Get me good.
Most expensive candy in the place. What is that? Reese's sticks? You got it, babe. But
it's
worth
the new consolation prize breakup.
Yeah. But then also I did a text breakup once with someone who I guess I thought it was more casual than he did, and I said,
guess what? You said, guess what? Send.
I said, Guess what? Chicken butt.
It's anyway, over, we're babe. Done.
No, I just said, it's not really for me, da da da.
Right.
And he was like, well, just so you know, I'm going to delete your number and block you because I can't have, you know, he was like doing his boundaries. He was like, I can't be
tempted.
No,
by
I can't.
More nose.
I have to cut off all contact and I'm going to block you on social media.
Oh.
Like he had to tell me all that. And I said, okay, that's fine.
How long were you dating that guy?
Well, it was rude that she said she acted like it was him that was breaking up then. She's like, if that's the way you want it to be, then I guess we're done. Click.
Oh, well, I just said I totally respect that.
How long was it that you were dating?
Just, again, maybe like two or 3 months. Just very relaxed.
Yeah, that's fine to do.
Yeah, so.
I remember breaking up with somebody. I committed to Kyle, but I was still dating people. And then I just didn't rate this girl one day. I don't remember what happened, but she wrote like, it seems like I'm into this more than you're into it. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's sad to hear. All right. So take care. I guess so. I'll look into it. Bye. Woohoo. And that's how that went.
Yeah. I got to say, I walked away from that ice skating rink with the weight off my shoulders like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Ugh, when you know something's the right thing to do, when does that happen? That was the only...
That was the only time that happened. So now have a podcast on it.
It was, The Vegan's Guide to a Cheese Board that I ate. Okay, enough preamble. Yeah, we must get to the scintillating juicy gossip. Now, Silent Trailers was on Saturday night, and we had to have substitute guy, JP McDade, subbing in for Patrick Schroeder because of a mystery reason. Reveal now after the break. Boom, boom. And this is a word from our sponsor. This episode of last week on Teeth of the Girls brought to you by Fourth Love. Again, it's bras for cats and dogs, birds, other household pets. If your dog can't find a bra, go to fourthlove.com and type in the promo code last week to get $25 on your pet's
on
bra. And now back to the show. And now the big reveal. Patrick Schroeder, why wasn't he there?
What did you email him to?
I'm sorry. It was on Thursday. I'm sorry to do this.
Thursday before that Saturday, to be clear. Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday before that Saturday. To recap. It was Thursday before the Saturday. Thursday before the Saturday? Yeah. What day is it? It's Thursday. Oh my gosh. The show's on Saturday.
It wasn't even 2 days before the show.
It was, Thursday.
All right. So, bring the calculator, whatever. But okay. We'll put you down for two. No problem.
He basically said, I'm sorry to do this. I got another gig and it pays more.
Oh!
So, and I could use the money right now.
Oh, I thought it was going to be weirder than that.
To me, that's weird as fuck. What could it be that he's getting paid more? Some kind of arena show. Then on the show, we hear it happened to be this club, Eastville, which no offense to them, it's just a regular club. And I'm picturing, okay, it's a weekend, so what did you get paid then? 75 total? What could you have gotten? It's very strange and quite frankly, rude.
Okay. Interesting.
I think it made the other two boys nervous. They're like, you know, if you're still cool with it, because I booked them all together. I was very much like, hey, when are all three of you? We definitely want to make this like a podcast against podcast fun thing, you know? So like I'm doing this purposefully. You're all getting booked at the same time where normally I separate it. So I think they were nervous and they're like, if you still are cool with us being on, we'd love to be on. And Yeah.
That's funny. Good, because that's the gimmick. It's the three of you. And yeah. Surprise, surprise, they're not going to do their podcast anymore. Maybe this was part of it. Like, well, who gives a fuck?
Is that right?
Yeah, they announced on the game show that they're going to stop. They're going to do a couple more, but they're winding down.
Yeah, I think they have an end date. Oh, yeah, when Will's wife delivers or something, they'll stop.
Okay.
Something like that.
Because then there really will be a dad, and they can't have that.
They didn't label the dad one, and now we got a mess.
We can't have the show title be an accurate reflection of the makeup of those. We can't. But, you know, no slouch in the world's funniest giraffe, JP McDade, mm-hmm, joining mm-hmm. the panel.
Agreed. And I love that he does impressions, and then they did impressions of each other on the show, especially of Patrick not being there. I had to insist. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and they're so cool with each other. And now I'm remembering that Casey and Will recommended JP and asked me if I need his email. So that was an interesting back and forth. I'm like, man, I'm good.
Right.
Okay.
We'll take care of it, because we also don't know. Now we don't trust them. Like, what did somebody mean? Does that mean they already said JP? You're in, you'll take a place. You know, we don't even know. Let us just take it from here.
All right. Interesting. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, not the most controversial, but yes, Patrick, Shipbird, and JP Aces.
I hope that Patrick has to come on to do some sort of like a Patrick versus Keith humiliation round or something.
Oh, but that's like a... A special version of that. Like, that's like giving extra stuff.
Yeah, I can't give him bonuses of my attention.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it feels like, well, that's showbiz, baby. But I can see how it would be.
My dad had a show planned for $10.50. He said yes. Johnny Carson said, why don't you come on and be the biggest star that there's ever been? He said, I thank you for the offer and the opportunity, but I have a little thing called integrity.
I don't know. I mean, he was on.
And maybe I would have given Patrick $5 more. I don't know. The whole thing was weird.
It is weird. I'll give you that. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, we're not, you know, swimming in the deep end with it still, but it's, you know, it's enough to poke at it and go, all right, really? Okay, all right. Yeah. And you know what? JP was a hoot. So like, yeah, we're over it. And also it's interesting. And I said this on the show, like, it's interesting to see that Keith didn't get mad at anybody, even though they were doing weird shit that normally he would get mad at. Like Casey was going on his bed and finding and bringing pets to the camera and disappearing. And apparently he's on bathroom break and Keith is having a fall. It's like it's interesting.
I think because they owned it. Like, you know, I'm still talking. I'm still being funny as I'm doing something on the bed, which, you know, looking at it, it's the wife's bed, let's be honest. And it's funny that you're getting your shoes on the pillow because you're going to be in trouble. but what would bother me is sometimes people do weird shit and they don't really acknowledge it, or they're off camera and think we don't see that something weird's going on. Just to include everybody. He was playing along.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you guys in the comments, you can talk about the big reveal and use code words.
Right.
Make up a code word. Do something cool, guys.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Gee.
Make it fun and funny. That's all.
Come on. Just be funnier and better and cooler. Good Lord. Okay. Q&A, episode 91. Why? And I do ask that of Newsy, of the newsman.
He's got
Jerome, the newsman, Charles, my friend, my brother, my colleague.
He's back with the guy that had guns, right? Yeah. Guy had guns laying all over his apartment. Is he married? Is the guy married or divorced? Or
he might even be with child.
There's a family for sure. There is a family. I know that. And he's on a lot of adventures. He really is the newsman.
He's the newsman.
This
Charles.
Just in, yeah, another one.
I just what I was thinking about with regard to Newsy's story as well as Rachel and Kirsten.
There's a difference in how they tell a story.
One is
well, yeah. No, not just that, but I was thinking about like this idea of sex positivity. Everybody's into like being sex positive, which I love. I'm sex positivity positive, even though I'm sex negative. I'm sex positivity positive. But it's like this line, this fine line between like telling a story about somebody treating you poorly versus telling a story about some sort of like kink or, you know, experience or adventure, whatever the word may be. Like Rachel's story about the guy who she did tell, you know, in good faith about the guy who was a real, you know, dope, who Kirsten had to say, hey, listen, tell him to put an egg in his shoe and beat it.
She was pretty open about that. Yeah.
She was open about that. And this point seemed to me to be like, isn't it so interesting when you're sex positive how you let yourself get walked all over by someone, or are you know, go against maybe what you think might be right, but it's sex positive, so you're pursuing something else. Now, listen, I don't have the answer. I'm just asking the question, like, what are we doing? Tighten up.
I do believe that both of them have asked themselves recently, what are we doing? And that's how you get to not sleep with anybody. Because if you think too hard about it, you would have said no a lot. Just me again? All right, cool. I have this really nice bottle and it has a straw.
It doesn't make noise either.
Doesn't make noise, yeah. So now I'm drinking water and still no noise.
Everything's made out of Nerf.
I just want more. More appear, more intellectually, more deep sort of analysis of behavior. That's what I want.
That's fair.
And that brings us to last week, always my favorite people, Rod and Karen, talking about voting. Again, just to revisit it, we all love it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's mad at anybody, and we all love voting. And everybody's friends. So I love you guys. I love Rod. I love Karen. Everyone's friends.
Now, when Rod texted you or emailed you, hey, sorry if I was out of line, are you like, is this going to be a thing now?
Is everything's he camping fine. Also? What the fuck?
I was like, everyone's camping now. Jesus Christ. No, it was very sweet. That's and nice. I sort of had a feeling that it was coming, at least like when Keith in our episode, when you used the word condescending, I was like, Rod's gonna have
words.
Rod's gonna be feeling sensitive about that. I just know it. And I mean, he couldn't be nicer. And I, you know, I said to him via text, and I'll say it to you now, like, I love having a big debate about this stuff and talking it through. And I thought that episode was fantastic. So, yeah. I mean, I said like 1,000 exclamation points. Rod, you're the best. And nice. I meant it.
Good. All right.
And I can sleep now. My hair.
Oh, okay. Mattered
that. Before you were speaking for two.
Yes. So that having said that, I will say, if you're in line to vote, they can't tell you to leave, even if it's after the time the polling place has closed. Check the laws in your state. But if you're not able to vote, you can file in the moment some sort of like a a petition where you like sort of say, well, why can't I? And you can officially submit that. If they, you know, deny you, you could say, well, based on your state or what kind of election it is, like, I'd like to file an injunction. Oh, that sounds against like fun. That. So, yeah.
I would like to fill out one of your forms. Yeah. Oh, 10 of your forms. Yeah, 25 of your forms. Sure.
But you can vote. You can vote. So if you go and they say, oh, you can't vote, you say, I think I can, actually. And then you figure it out in a nice way with the person. And that's that on that.
I got my Social Security card today. Amazing. How exciting.
No way.
I'm getting so close to being a person. I got ID. I got the card. Those are the big ones. Now I can have fun and get a permit. I can get my VA card. Very exciting stuff is going on.
This is great.
Yeah.
And you know what did it?
My
Those
divorce.
Images from the James Webb telescope.
The James Webb telescope. It's all connected. That would be just a they piece of like, paper, but it's the billions of
that
dollars.
That dot right there is Keith Mallon.
That's right.
Bohr. We see it.
We can prove it. That's worth one point of ID.
Literally. Very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I have time for two questions.
Okay. Were you debating brunette or blonde? And you obviously went brunette. Were you debating about it?
Well, I have some blonde highlights. Might be hard to see in this light.
Okay.
But I do have some highlights here. Since my top hair is brown, we figured for blending, it would be better to be mostly brunette.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I do have some little splashes of blonde.
See, now that you point it out. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And are we have any interest in dating? Because this is a new you now.
Yeah. I mean, I do have interest in it, but...
Is it seeming more practical now or is nothing different?
Yes. It's okay. Seeming like more... Like it could happen ever again. Okay. Now that I have hair. Now that Caroline's by my right. side.
Is there anybody in line that you
I said I had time for two questions.
Fair enough.
The world is blue and green and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance. The ocean, something, something, and Bette Midler sang this song. James Webb is watching us. James Webb is watching us. James Webb is watching us from a distance. Keep the girl back up.